This is 90.5 FM WSNC Radio and WSNCRadio.org here on the campus of Winston-Salem State. I'm Calvin Patterson, your host, and tonight another special edition of Empowering You. We're here to empower, encourage, and make people aware of many of the positive things that are going on in the Winston-Salem and Forsyth County area. So, what makes this program special is a couple of things this evening. One, we are live. Two, we have our guest, our new general manager, Brian Anthony. And I am really, really excited about this opportunity to interview Brian and have him share some of himself with the listening audience. All right. So, Brian Anthony. Let's see. Do I need to give a drum roll, Brian?
I don't think so. I don't think all that's necessary whatsoever.
Well, really grateful that you have taken time out of your busy schedule to be our guest on Empowering You Live on 90.5 FM WSNC.
It is my pleasure.
So let's start with who Brian Anthony is.
Is this going to be an interview?
We have 30 minutes. How much can we fit it?
Well, actually, we can go as long as you want to go today.
Okay. Woo, I got the power.
Yeah.
I have the power.
Okay. Good. A little bit about me. I've spent the majority of my life in communications, whether it be marketing, whether it be radio, all of the above. I got started at Texas Southern University, 1980. Oop, almost went there, didn't I?
You look just a little bit over 21, Brian.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's all good.
Just celebrated my 21st birthday.
All right now.
All right. Got started there doing radio. Left there, worked for the American Federation of Teachers as a statewide communication specialist and editor of their statewide newspaper in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Second day on the job. I was smack dab in the middle of Chicago Teachers Union strike of that year. So, great experience, great dealing with a top three market media, dealing with all the TV stations and getting information out about what was going on with the teachers and the Board of Education. Spent quite a bit of time in radio most of my career. I've been in Houston, Chicago, Milwaukee, Peoria, Illinois, which is the home of Richard Pryor.
Okay.
St. Louis, which is where I'm from. Columbia, South Carolina, and most recently Greensboro, North Carolina, with a station that Steve Harvey, Michael Basden, and Keith Sweat was on.
You have seen some territory.
I have seen. I have seen some time. I have seen some changes. I have seen the industry change. I have seen society change.
So it sounds like journalism has been in your DNA for a while. Is that true? Is that what you went to school for?
All since I was in high school, I loved to write. Loved expressing my thoughts on paper. I didn't have to think about what I was going to say. It just came out through the pen or through the typewriter and now through the computer. That was my first love until I got to a point in my career where I just got to a point where I felt it was writing is creative. And if you know anything about the news media, if you have an editor, they tell you how to write, what angle, what's the slant they want you to approach. And that's not what I got into journalism for. So I kind of got out of it, the writing side of it. Dabbled in some other areas of communications and ended up back with my first passion, which is music. Started off in the fourth grade as a jazz drummer.
Okay.
I can read sheet music. I could do all of that.
So you gave Billy Cobham a little run for his money, is what you're saying?
I wouldn't say that. He was one of my idols, though.
Okay.
He was one of my idols.
Okay.
Took drum lessons from a gentleman who played mostly overseas in Europe, played with Jack McDuff in New York. His name was Weedy Mars. So that's how I got my start. I got away from it when I got to college. I was playing football, and that took over my passion. But once I got out of football after my freshman year, I had to decide what direction I wanted to go in. And it was journalism, and I took on that task. But as time went on, I got into the music side of radio through an internship at Texas Southern University, at the college's radio station.
Okay.
That's where I was first exposed to jazz, and ever since then it's been my main passion of music.
Well, jazz is special. It's a foundation for so many different forms of music. If you're just tuning in, by the way, we are here with a live edition of Empowering You with our general manager, Brian Anthony. I'm Calvin Patterson, your host. So journalism has been in your blood for a while, Brian. You've seen quite a bit of territory in terms of various cities, various roles. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how did you get to Winston-Salem, North Carolina?
Well, that's through radio. I got here. I left St. Louis in 2003. Clear Channel at the time, now known as iHeart, had me to go to Columbia, South Carolina to launch a brand new radio station. I didn't know anything about the Carolinas. The furthest east I had been was probably Atlanta and maybe Detroit. So I had to do my research on the market, and it scared me half to death. I am launching a hip-hop station in the Bible Belt, Columbia, South Carolina, where they fly the Confederate flag.
Yes, that is
so
true.
So I had to do my research. Normally, most Midwesterners and Northerners are aggressive, and I knew I couldn't do that going to Columbia. So I had to find out what the terrain was like, sit back and observe and analyze exactly what Columbia was all about. And I grew to kind of like it, despite what the history would indicate. But, you know, that's just a part of society, that's a part of history, and you learn to get around it, and you learn to get over it. After 3 years there, iHeart, or Clear Channel, wanted to launch a station here. And it was interesting because one of the main powerhouses that has one of the biggest listening audiences here is who they wanted me to go against.
Is it 97.1?
I wasn't going to say that, but since you brought it up, that's the last time we bring up that signal on this airway.
Yes, sir.
But it was. I have great respect for the people over there. They were number one in the market, and I'm always up for a challenge.
Makes sense.
So I came in. We conquered a little bit. We weren't allowed to stay on the air long enough to accomplish what I thought we could. That's the nature of the business. If your sales doesn't meet the programming and the ratings, a company like iHeart will flip it quickly. And that's exactly what happened.
Interesting. So you were here. You started a hip-hop station. Now, I recall looking at some information that was shared prior to you actually taking this role officially, that you were at Forsyth Tech here in Winston-Salem for a while. Share a little bit about that experience.
Forsyth Tech was a lot of fun. Student-run radio station. They were on the internet with their radio station. And the program coordinator, Amy Davis Moore, who I'm still great friends with, wanted to translate that to the airwaves and had plans of putting a radio station on the air for Forsyth Tech. So we did that. I think in 2015, in March, we launched their on-air signal, and it's been going on ever since.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So you bring a wealth of experience, a passion for the music, and we are certainly grateful that you have made the decision or have made the decision to be here as part of the WSNC-FM team. So on that note, you are now the general manager, as I alluded to a couple of times before. What's your vision for where the station is going? You know, we will be celebrating our 35th year in May, a couple of days.
Maybe, no. 5 hours.
Oh, in 5 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
May 1st is tomorrow.
This is a true statement.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
35 years on the air, and Brian Anthony is our new general manager. So what does that mean for Brian Anthony?
Well, it's a great opportunity. There's great heritage here with this radio station. Anytime a signal can exist for 35 years, that's a major, major, major accomplishment. The way that radio stations are changing their formats, doing all kinds of different things with music. There used to be a time when one radio station could serve the entire market. Now it's being divided. I hate that word divided, because now that's what the country is going through as well.
That's true.
Anytime you take music and you try to categorize it into different groups, then it takes away from it being music. Then it doesn't have mass appeal. It has segmented mass appeal.
Right.
And so all the radio stations now have smaller listening audiences, and nobody really can command the attention of a listener. Most listeners are button pushers.
Right, right.
Except for adults. Either you're going to like country, you're going to like talk, you're going to like R&B, or you're going to like something like what we're doing.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense. So you are here as we celebrate 35 years. It's interesting, Brian, you mentioned a while back about how the technology has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I frequently mentioned to Ben Donnelly, our operations manager, how when I was doing some volunteer work at a college radio station back in New York,
mm-hmm.
I remember the 8-track the 8-tracks we would pop in for
wow.
for the music and for the promos. And this,
did you really bring up the 8-track?
I said 8-track. I said it.
Yeah.
He didn't embarrass me. He didn't make me feel any older than I am. But I say all of that to say this.
Yes.
Yes, we have survived for 35 years.
Yes.
It's not just a matter of pushing the button in the vehicle on the radio in your home anymore.
No.
So in terms of that technological curve,
mm-hmm.
How has it or how will it impact us specifically?
Well, technologically, it just helps us to be a better radio station. A cleaner sound, fewer mistakes being made on the air. As a matter of fact, I used to hear, not just here, but on a lot of public radio stations across the country, situations where a jock would start to play a song, realize they didn't have the right track, stop the song in the middle of the song, turn the track, make an apology, and then start playing the right song. Technology takes that away from you, because if everything is out of the computer and it's not limiting what the radio station can do, you have to put the time in to be very detailed, to be very disciplined, to make sure that you have the right music in. So you have to add the music to the computer. Right now, we're going through probably 42,000 songs in our library. I didn't even know there were 42,000 songs that were hits. So
I'm saying 42,000 as opposed to 4,200. I can wrap my brain around 4,200.
Absolutely.
42,000.
42,000. So what we're doing now is finding the best of the best. Whether it's straight ahead jazz, whether it's smooth jazz, whether it's Latin jazz, whatever it is, we're finding the best of the best. Because when you're trying to rebuild or build a radio station, you have to have familiarity. You must. Because if this station is playing my hits, this station is playing my hits, maybe two different genres of music, if I'm coming to this station and it's totally unfamiliar to me for an hour, chances are I won't come back.
Right.
Despite
right.
what I like and despite what I don't like, we're creatures of familiarity.
Right.
And that's what we like. We like what we like. And technology, you asked me about it earlier, it makes it possible for you as the listener to have the convenience to get what you want when you want it. If we're not being of benefit to you in that regard, then we're not serving the community. Now, why public radio? Public radio at this point in time has the best advantage of any radio station that's on the air.
Okay.
And I say that simply because we're not restricted by stockholders.
Okay.
Which means money. Stockholders want a radio station to make them rich, millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
Which doesn't exist anymore because the markets have become soft. People's spending habits are totally different. They're not just out there spending money to be spending it. So we have to compete for the marketing dollars that are out there. I don't call them advertising because our initiative is totally different from commercial radio. And I'll get to that in a minute. But I think what ends up happening is public radio gives the listener the best opportunity to get the best information and the best of the music. Because you won't hear, I guess it's a rotation of 20 songs, maybe 15 songs on a popular radio station.
Right.
You'll hear those repeated. And I can tell you the time because I've done it. If there's a song that research says in commercial radio is the masses' most appealing record, guaranteed you're going to hear that song every 45 minutes on a popular radio station.
Gotcha.
In an adult world, it might be stretched out a little bit more, but it's like every 2.5 hours, 3 hours, something like that.
Interesting. So when I think of ratings, when I mm-hmm. think of competition mm-hmm. and measuring listenership, mm-hmm. I think of Arbitron and
Nielsen.
Yes. So I think of them, though, Brian, in the context of commercial stations.
Right.
So they similarly support and provide data for public
radio stations
as well.
Yeah, just in the last 5 to 10 years, has that become available.
Okay.
And that's simply because our funding comes from probably several different sources. Statewide, through a grant from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting and from the listeners that support the radio station. So, if you have a grant, there has to be an end result to that grant.
Right.
And ours is revenue-based as well as listener-based. I saw you looking at your clock. We can go as long as you want today.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Right.
And we will.
Yeah. So those things have a tendency to drive us, but we still have to be responsible in terms of the type of information we're getting out. Because what my vision is, it's fourfold.
Okay.
It's fourfold. The first thing is, this station was developed in 1983 as a training facility for students.
Gotcha.
I think we've gotten away from that in recent years. My mission, because that's how I started my career, somebody had to give me a chance.
Right.
So whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a student, the objective is to create a radio atmosphere, a true radio atmosphere, with all the responsibilities and accountability that go along with that, and make sure that the students or the volunteers who have aspirations of being in radio are able to learn the nuts and the bolts of all of the operations of radio. Because nowadays, you can't go into a radio station and say, hey, I just want to be a news director, or I just want to be an on-air DJ. It's about multitasking.
Gotcha.
Because at the end of the day, when those stakeholders see that they're not making the money that they need to be making to make them happy, they, I guess, initiate what are called budget cuts.
I was thinking of the words deselect people.
Yeah, that too. That's a good way of putting it. So what ends up happening, the people that are chosen are the people that can do the most things in a radio station.
Makes sense.
So you have to learn all the operations or all the elements of the operations that help run a radio station. So that's helpful for any student, any volunteer to learn that, and they're going to learn that here.
Interesting.
And I think, you know, Winston-Salem State is right now in this transitional phase that we're in, because I didn't get here until February the 1st, but the goal is when you have a transitional period like we have now, that's the time to start making adjustments that are best for the community and best for the radio station, so that it doesn't make sense for a student to come here and not learn radio, and we got this top-notch facility.
Makes sense.
And then on the other side of that, I talked about growing the listening audience earlier. This is a station that is a marketing tool for Winston-Salem State University. But if you don't have a listenership,
who are you marketing to?
Who are you marketing to? Absolutely. So we have to grow the listenership in terms of the masses, so that everybody in Forsyth County, everybody in the Triad, and then once we get the mobile apps in place, everybody globally will know what they need to know about Winston-Salem State. And I think that's very important.
So you mentioned transition, Brian. Mm-hmm. And I think for any one who listens on a regular basis, mm-hmm, and has been listening on a regular basis to WSNC, there have been changes. So obviously, new general manager, changes at the radio station. Mm-hmm. So how has the transition been going? What's the word on the street about?
You're using one of my words. You know. Well, I think the transition has been good. I anticipated a lot of pushback because this format has been here for 10 years, or straight ahead format. And here's the dividing line for me. I'm a jazz lover. I've been involved in jazz since I was probably 10 years old.
Playing the drums.
People have a tendency of dividing based on what they like. I can tell you, out of all my travels, out of all the markets that I've been in, major markets, small markets, at one point in time, there were some major jazz radio stations in those markets. I won't get into the politics about it. I won't get into the details, but those jazz stations went away. When you divide a music genre like jazz, you got straight ahead.
What is straight ahead?
Straight ahead to me is traditional jazz.
Okay.
The origins of jazz.
Louis Armstrong,
Grant Green, Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane. The list goes on.
Gotcha.
Endless.
Part of that 42,000.
Yeah, endless. Now, a lot of people throughout my travels have always said, I don't like jazz. Well, you know why? Here's the difference, I think. And this is what I've always worked with. Jazz, to me, from a musician standpoint, it's improvising. So you're creating a sound that's in your head.
Right.
And then when you get several artists together that are not really reading the same music and they're all improvising, some people like to call that noise. I don't. I like to call that creativity.
I'm with it.
Because I understand it.
Right.
Now, from a musician standpoint, improvising is that side. On the listener's side, it's called interpretation. Now, some people call it noise, but I call it music and other people's interpretation of that music. I might not hear it the way that they originated it to be. What I hear is something totally different. I might get something totally different from it. That's the key to jazz. It doesn't have to be what you think it is. It's about what you get from it. Now, traditional jazz, straight ahead jazz, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You got smooth jazz. You had new age jazz. I'm a fan of some of it.
Okay.
Some of it's good, and then some of it I can do without. And some people say the same thing about smooth jazz. They call it elevator jazz or whatever they call it. But the jazz artists that they're talking about are A-list artists in the last 20 years. Now, we have the job of revenue building to support this radio station. I would rather put all of those different forms of music together because it's music, first of all.
Right.
It's music. The music stays on the air when you don't divide it into different categories.
Makes sense.
That's why all of those stations in the major markets and in smaller markets where they had smooth jazz, it wasn't even smooth jazz. They started playing Luther Vandross, Anita Baker. And Anita Baker's, we play some Anita Baker, but it's jazz
right.
from Anita Baker.
Right.
You cannot do that and call it jazz because the jazz purist will get infuriated.
Okay, so while sitting here and listening, mm-hmm. and I'm sure this is true for those in the audience this evening, mm-hmm. you've educated me. You've educated us.
Mm-hmm.
So as part of the transition, as part of the dealing with the pushback, because we've been doing it this way for 20 years, and mm-hmm. now Brian's here, mm-hmm. and new manager in town. So what you, it sounds like, just mentioned was, it's not just a matter of ramming stuff down people's throat as much as educating them?
Educating, finding the proper mix for those that were used to straight ahead jazz 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for however many days that it was played. A lot of people during this transition didn't realize that straight ahead music has its own show, so that we can educate those listeners that claim that they don't like that type of jazz where jazz came from. This is Jazz Appreciation Month, the last day of it. And for the most part, throughout the month, you've heard different artists come on and talk about the importance of jazz.
Right.
I would much rather take a chance on doing what I feel, and this is nothing that I just thought up this year. I've been thinking about this concept ever since I was probably in college.
Okay.
So I've never had the chance to do it. This is the first opportunity that I've had to do it, and I'm going to make the most of it. And I think it will benefit not only the students, not only the university, but once we build this listening audience by people doing what they're doing now, oh, I just heard that they changed the state. I kind of like what they're doing. I can listen to it longer or whatever it is.
Right.
The objective is to get that audience build up. Tell a friend. Tell your family. Let them sample it. Don't tell them what your opinion of it is. Let them sample it for themselves. And I guarantee you, even if you come in and push that button and there's a straight ahead song on that you don't like, 5 minutes later, the next song you're going to like.
Got you.
And that's the objective.
Got you. So when I think of the station and the programs, Brian,
mm-hmm.
Of course, being a volunteer here, I listen to the station regularly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just do jazz.
No.
We do the Latino music. We do blues. We do oldies.
We do every variation of the root of jazz music. Gospel, big band, Latin jazz, blues, R&B, gospel, and reggae. That's seven different types of songs, types of music rolled into this format that we're trying to make sure that we get out there so that people have different types of tastes of music that they can sample. It's like a Creole of music.
Right.
I mean, a Creole, a gumbo. Gumbo, pardon. I'm thinking about New Orleans. You know,
I was going to say, yeah, they do gumbo down in the Creole country now.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So the state mm-hmm. of WSNC, so mm-hmm. we're transitioning as far as format, we transition with a new general manager.
Mm-hmm.
We shortly will be here 35 years, mm-hmm, less than 5 hours now.
Right.
So what is the state of WSNC-FM, also WSNCradio.org?
Well, we're in a good position, else I wouldn't have risked trying to come here to do anything with it. We're in a great position. 35 years is a pretty solid foundation. I think it has plenty of room for growth in the areas that I'm focusing on. Student learning, volunteer learning, exposing the university to more people, what Winston-Salem State really offers here, growing a listening audience so that we have more people listening to the station that we can get information out to, whether it's your show, whether it's Calvin's show, whether it's African Now, World Now. It doesn't matter. Democracy Now.
Right.
All these different shows. And we're going to be adding more shows. So the chancellor is going to have his own show so that we can talk more about what's happening with Winston-Salem State.
Excellent.
So there are a lot of different things that have to get out. Society has a lot of these communities in a flux right now. We hope to bring the information that's going to help families do better, live better, and enjoy life better. So in order to do that, we're using this music to grow the audience so that we have an audience to even talk to. So that's going to be helpful. We'll have the website we have now is pretty good for information, but I think we need to elevate that, and we're in the process of doing that now, is getting a website that's more interactive for the listener.
Okay.
If a listener tunes in and hears us talk about something but only gets two or three words out of the conversation, those are called keywords.
Okay.
And when you hear that, when you hear a person talking about, let's say, for instance, domestic violence, there should be something on our website that you can go to that says something about what that jock was
talking
about.
Right, right, right.
Or if you want to donate, we have our spring fundraiser, and I didn't say fun, I said fund with a D.
With a D.
That's coming up May the 14th through the 20th as part of our 35th anniversary.
Okay.
I think we'll have an opportunity. We're not going to put pressure on people in a week's period of time to contribute to the station so that we have a total that we can celebrate. That's not how we're going to approach this.
Hmm.
We're going to make this a little bit easier for people to donate year-round through the website.
Okay.
What we will do May the 14th through the 20th is bring up a lot of different scenarios that would exist without that support. For instance, the first complaint that I got was when we did the little stunt the weekend that we flipped the music. That was the weekend of March the 12th. People heard construction. Then they heard a ticking clock. Then they heard excerpts from movies. This went on from Friday through Monday at noon. And some people were irate. And some people were like, I'm hearing construction. What are you guys doing?
And it's called a stunt.
It's called a stunt. But that just goes to show you what can happen when this signal goes away.
Gotcha.
Or you could have this. Absolutely nothing.
That sounds like the sounds of silence.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of radio stations in the number of years that I've been involved in this business, and it's close to 30, just go away. We don't want that to happen here because we already are limited in the voices that we have in Forsyth County, in the triad, in this world. And as you can tell, especially with what Facebook is going through now,
right?
Everything has been manipulated in terms of the information that you're getting. You will not get that here. You'll get it factually, unbiased, and presented as a means to help this community.
I'm with it. Let's shift gears, Brian. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about challenges. So you mentioned the need to think revenue. You mentioned the need to think market share. You mm-hmm. mentioned reconnecting, or in some cases connecting, the university to mm-hmm. the station.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, you've been in this role since February, all of about 3 months officially.
90 days.
90 today. Days. Mm-hmm. All right. That means you can stay.
Thank you. I hadn't even thought of it like that, but that's fine.
But on that note, mm-hmm. what has been, let's say, the biggest challenge that you've had in your new role since being here?
I don't think anything has been a challenge that wasn't expected. I think the bigger challenge is educating the listening audience about what we are about. I think educating the business an organizational community about what we're about and how we can help them. I think people are so used to product-driven marketing. I think we're going to take a different approach. A lot of the corporations around here and in the triad and across and around the world, actually, have community initiatives.
Right.
You can't get those on commercial radio stations.
Right.
So what we plan to do as part of our underwriting, sponsorship, and partnership program is to allow corporations and businesses and organizations to utilize their marketing dollars to push their initiatives that help the community. For instance, public radio is limited in what we can say in a commercial.
Right.
We don't have call to action. But with this website and with these mobile apps, you'll be able to, as a business owner, as an organization president or CEO, or as a corporate boss over marketing, you can take your initiatives that you have in your company, put that in video form, and as part of our underwriting on the air, which will be a premium, you will also get unlimited amount of time to show a video about your initiatives, product, whatever it may be, because I think visual does a business more good than audio.
So we're talking about on the website?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So everything that we do will be related to that, will be on that website.
Makes sense.
Our business partners, you'll be able to, say for instance, they have an initiative that can help a family, let's say energy-wise, the solar panels.
Right.
Okay. Many people don't know what solar panels are. So on our website, if we're fortunate to get a client that wants to push that initiative, on the air, we'll talk about that particular client.
Right.
But for more information about the solar panels, go to a page on our website.
Makes sense.
So they'll be able to sit there and at their leisure, at their convenience, as a listener, sit there and view that particular video to find out what this company has to offer. And that does a company well. The company doesn't have to be there, and it replaces that one-on-one that you're able to get if you're in their store. People just don't have time to do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about challenges, but they were anticipated challenges.
Yeah,
so
they were anticipated.
Let's talk about the successes, the yes or a success, a yes moment, a yes, it was worth it coming here.
Oh, it was worth it. When I got the job, it was worth it. I'm an aggressive person when it comes to business. I don't work with the fear of being fired or terminated or replaced. I'm very competitive. I'm an ex-athlete. So I'm always one who likes passing on information to people that are aspiring to be where I am, because I don't fear the competition. If you think you can come get it, come get it. Let's do it. So that's my motivation. When I came in the door and I didn't get as much pushback on the music change, that was the accomplishment.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's tweak the shifting of gears for a moment. Because a question just popped into my head.
Go for it. Let's go for
it. And it's based on your wealth of experience, your wealth of knowledge, your passion for what you do,
mm-hmm.
And the fact that you know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is listening, maybe mm-hmm. it's a student from Winston-Salem State or mm-hmm. a student from somewhere else, or maybe it's not,
mm-hmm.
and someone has had their interest pricked
mm-hmm.
in terms of, you know what, I might want to own a radio station one day, and I get that WSNC is public and you know, they have a role connected to the university, mm-hmm. and I get all of that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I can remember back in the day
mm-hmm.
when there were, particularly when it came to minority ownership,
right,
there were quite a few players.
Right.
So along with print media and mm-hmm. for various other reasons, mm-hmm. they're not as many around now, if mm-hmm. any. So if I wanted to get in the game today, Brian, what would be your one or two or three pieces of, you need to do this, you need to think about this, you need to have this in the bank, or none of the above?
The first thing that I would truly, truly say is, number one, you have to have thick skin and put your emotions in your back pocket.
Interesting.
That's the first thing.
Interesting. Thick skin.
Thick skin. Put your emotions in your back pocket.
Why?
Simply because I like to call this business, it's a very aggressive business. Have you ever seen how when you're at an aquarium or someplace where there are a lot of fish and you throw bait in the water and all the fish just start to go at it? That's this kind of business.
Best fish survives.
It's a shark's pool, to the best way to put it.
Gotcha.
Very gratifying if you can stay in it. You have to block out all the outside noise and keep your mind on the bigger picture, on what you're in it for, on what you're trying to accomplish. That's the first thing.
Makes sense.
The second thing is learn as much as you can about everything that has to do with the radio station. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're just coming in to be one thing or another. And then even if you are terminated, you quit, you don't like the environment, whatever it is, always keep your eye on the prize.
Mm.
I always say, and my dad used to always tell me this, God rest his soul.
Amen.
He used to always tell me, boy, you sure do dream big. In order to get to where you're going, you got to have a vision.
Right.
You got to dream some kind of way.
Right.
Never, ever let anybody take you away from your dream. Because you're the only one that God has instilled that journey for. Nobody else can walk that journey for you. So keep your eye on the prize.
Fascinating. Fascinating. And really helpful information you shared, Brian.
Thank you.
So let's shift gears slightly again.
Shift all the gears you want, sir.
The radio station is technically part of the communications department here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So how, as of now, as of the transitioning happening, how are opportunities for students, particularly if I'm here studying a communication curriculum,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
how does the transition help me or not? Or, you know, what does it mean for me as a student if I am?
The easiest way I can describe that without sounding egotistical, and I never try to do that, is by saying, if you come through the doors to learn, know that you're not learning just theory out of a book. You're learning from a person who has won in this business against major competition in major markets. And a person that has taken his bruises as well. So I've learned a lot. I got into the business. I tell this story all the time. It's pretty humorous to me. I got into this business. I was working part-time at a radio station in St. Louis trying to get my foot in the door.
Okay.
Just part-time, occasionally when people went on vacation. I was asked, our mascot was a tiger.
Okay.
I was asked to wear this tiger outfit at a skating party. What is so funny about that?
I'm envisioning
you. Like I can't skate.
It's not the skating party. It's just envisioning you in a tiger outfit.
But see,
mascot.
It's a real tiger outfit with a big tiger head. And
that's the part of laughing.
You can't envision me in it because you can't even see me in it. All you can see is the tiger outfit. The skating party was fun. The parade in May, right around, that's coming up in St. Louis, as a matter of fact, is called the Annie Malone Parade.
Okay.
And Annie Malone is a children's home for black youth who don't have homes in St. Louis.
Gotcha.
And it's an annual thing. They've been doing it for so long. It reminds me of the Bud Billiken Parade in Chicago.
Gotcha.
But Chicago and St. Louis, temperature-wise, is totally different. It was 96 degrees. This was a furry tiger outfit.
I'm laughing again, Brian. I can't help it.
I don't find the humor in this. And so that's how I got in the business. That's how I got in the business. So you have to be willing to do what it takes to get to your goals sometimes. And that's one of the things that I had to do just to get in the business. And it worked out well. It worked out well.
So if I'm a student, I have to have a similar frame of mind. I have to be ready to put on the Tiger suit or excuse me, the Rams outfit.
The Rams out. You might have to. You might have to. Society today has become very convenient. People want to get paid for every split second that they're working. This is not a 9-to-5 job. We will spend a lot of time out in the community this summer. We have people that I'm sure are not used to being out in the community with us, but we will be out there. I will be at most of the events. That's why we are asking for volunteers, because it's with a small staff, it becomes taxing on the staff when you're out and about as much as we will be.
Got you.
I know that the downtown concert series is coming up. We're going to be a part of that, I'm sure. A lot of things are coming up that I have yet to meet with business people yet, because I'm so focused on making sure that the product, our radio station, is on point. We have to present a package that is professional. If we're not doing that, then what are we really doing?
Makes sense. Which is a good segue into the underwriting piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. So you've already touched on becoming better, more professional, more consistent, helping people connect the dots when it comes to jazz.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is listening, okay, I want to buy some time on WSNC because I like what Brian and Calvin or Calvin and Brian are sharing, and I like the other shows that come on, and I have money to invest.
Mm-hmm.
So is it that easy? And I know that you mentioned there's going to be some updating to the website, but you may have some folks right now, especially in 3 hours, we're going to be 35 years old. I want to write that check for $1 million. So what about underwriting? What about buying time to hear my company's name?
Underwriting is very much a part of what we're going to be doing. As with everything else, I like to make sure my house is in order before I start to invite guests.
Makes sense.
I like for when people spend money with us that their message is getting to the masses. Right now, we're working on developing the masses, but I will tell anybody that's interested in underwriting, whether it's a specific show, whether you like blues, gospel, whether you like big band, whatever it is, even if it's just in general, now is the time to do it.
Okay.
Because our rate card has been the same that it's been for the last 5 years. I guarantee you it's going to change as soon as I get a break in the action.
And for those novices who may not know what the words rate card means?
It means the amount that you pay for per commercial on this radio station or per underwriting message. I can't call it a commercial.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
And there, you know, we have packages, and then there are individual situations where you can buy X amount. But here's what I will tell people. Don't ever short sell your marketing efforts as a luxury. There are so many people in business nowadays because they have to be.
Right.
There are so many businesses out there that offer the same product. There are so many organizations that do literally the same thing service-wise.
Right.
Don't think for a minute that people are going to remember who you are based on, oh, I know that person. That person, I can't remember my name yesterday. Okay? So
I know
it
the
is
feeling.
Important for people to understand. And one of the biggest challenges I've had as a business owner here with marketing is educating a business owner or an organizational decision maker on the importance of marketing. It's a matter of you having the same product I have, but the client that we're going after saw you yesterday and he hasn't heard from me or she hasn't heard from me ever. Okay? So you're top of mind awareness right now. I'm losing the battle. If you're not marketing your initiative, your product, whatever it is,
right,
you're depending on word of mouth people are talking about reality TV these days. They are not talking about your business.
That's sad but true.
They are not talking about, they will tell you what Beyonce had on yesterday or what Kanye said yesterday. However, I need a plumber. Somebody tell me a plumber right now. Can't do it.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
Makes so sense. As a business owner or an organizational decision maker, that message has to have frequency. If you think for a minute you can just buy one commercial, two commercials, three commercials, four commercials, what you're doing is taking that underwriting message, putting it in a shotgun, and shooting it in the air, hoping that is going to fall down
right.
on somebody,
somewhere,
somebody's
yeah.
ear.
Yeah.
So get if that's your goal, we'll be able to help you. I guarantee it. In a matter of time, we'll be able to help you even more. And it's not going to take a long time for that to happen. What I don't want people to be able to do, or what I don't want people to run into, is wanting and needing to buy underwriting sponsorships, and we are at our limit.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Got you. Okay, shifting gears again, Brian.
Yes, sir.
We've got about, I'm going to say 10 minutes. We're going to give the listening audience an
hour.
I'm
the general manager here.
Well, excuse me.
We might go to 10 o'clock. No, I'm just kidding.
Let me call the queen. Make sure I can stay out of the doghouse tonight.
I got him.
But this, what you just shared, as a matter of fact, made another light bulb go off mm-hmm. in terms of collaboration and partnership. And mm-hmm. I ask that because, or I'm asking about it because Winston-Salem is quote unquote the city of arts and innovation. So we had the River Run mm-hmm. Film Festival here that
yes.
closed over the weekend.
Yes.
Every 2 years we have the National Black Theater Festival.
Yes.
We have bunches of things and activities,
mm-hmm.
a plethora mm-hmm. of arts things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an opportunity for WSNC to partner and collaborate with any of those organizations? And I'm thinking nonprofit, but mm-hmm. not necessarily.
Oh, my God. That's what we're here for. One of the attractions to me in coming here to this particular station on this particular campus in this particular county, Winston-Salem is so rich in culture.
Agreed.
It is so, I haven't been to a lot of cities, and maybe Chicago rivals on a bigger scale Winston-Salem. My hometown of St. Louis doesn't even rival Winston-Salem. Houston might because of its international appeal.
Right.
But this city, for the size of this city, it's on the level of D.C. to me.
I'm with you.
New York.
I'm with you.
On a smaller scale.
I'm with you.
And people that are in the know, but there are so many other people that are transients or have been here that really don't know what's going on here. That's what I hope we are, the voice of Forsyth County.
Gotcha.
In terms of getting the information. Now, that's why you hear Jim Steele or Ben Donnelly
right.
On the air doing interview after interview about everything that we can possibly find to assist these organizations to get their information out.
Makes sense.
To assist these corporations to get their information out. You do Empowering You. Empowering means so many different things, but it's an essential characteristic that you need in order to get to where you're trying to go.
Makes a lot of sense.
And you talk to a lot of great people as well. All of our public affairs show hosts do a great job of information that you're not going to find anywhere else, by the way.
I'm inspired. I'm so inspired. Public affairs, empowering you, empowering the people. Yes, I'm feeling that. Okay, so take your crystal ball out,
mm-hmm.
Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is 2018,
mm-hmm.
coming up on 35 years in a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
You pass 90 days, you mm-hmm. can stay.
Thank you.
What do you see a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, as far as the station and some of these initiatives that are just starting? What does the station look like in those later time frames?
I give it 3 years. My goal is two. Things that I've done in radio in the past have only taken me 2 years to get it done. I see, number one, Winston-Salem State and this communications department being the go-to training facility for radio broadcasting in this region of the country. Period.
Period.
That's what I see.
Okay.
I see a lot of activity in Winston-Salem just because people will be more in the know about what's going on in Winston-Salem. Issues that come up. We don't do politics at all.
Right.
But I also see in the very near future, at least by maybe even this fall, I can see a candidate forum being done live here on this radio
station. I'm feeling it. I am feeling it.
Every election that comes up.
I'm feeling it.
And that's because we're getting a lot of information through money that's being spent, ridiculous money, that could help people in the community if that money was put in the community.
Right.
There's a ridiculous amount of money being spent on trying to shape your mentality when it comes to a politician. They're not all, we already know it's not all true. So what we plan on doing is having an unbiased conversation, a town hall session that will be live on the airwaves of WSNC.
I'm excited. I am excited and look forward to being a part of that. That's a big part of what I focus on and what motivates me in terms of guests. And we've talked about controversial issues. Some of the special editions that we've done have touched on historically some controversial things. But the point is, like you said, to inform, to offer more than one side. And what you hear, then it's up to you to do additional research or, you know, we give a contact number at the end of the station. Absolutely. If you have any questions or have any suggestions for a show. So that's one of the things that really excites me about empowering you as well as the other public affairs programs.
I think the third thing, man, most importantly, for the business community, I think the business community will have a great advantage with this radio station being here, because we'll make it possible and make opportunity for people once this listenership continues to grow.
Right.
For you to get your message, to get your initiative, to get whatever it is you're working on in front of as many people as possible. There are probably an estimated 400,000 radio listeners in Forsyth County alone.
Okay.
There are maybe 1.32 million or something like that in the triad. So if we can get people just to listen to the music, they'll be there for the public affairs
shows. Right.
If they can just leave it on and relax and it be a non-distracting backdrop for your day, because I'm into lifestyle programming. What are you doing in the morning? You don't want to go back to sleep in the morning. Or some people do, as I do. But if you have to get up, you have to be at work.
Energy.
You need that energy.
Right.
During the daytime, if you're working and you're fortunate enough to have a mobile app or you're able to listen by way of your computer, you want something on that's not going to distract you from concentrating on what you're doing. That's what music does.
Right.
And then on the way home, Jim Steele, I'm very surprised at Jim and what he's able to accomplish on his show. I listened to him in preparing to come here. I didn't know what to expect. I try not to develop a vision of a person just by listening to him.
Right.
But he is everything that I thought he was. We have a great staff here from Darlene Vincent.
Yes.
Who handles the office and won't let anybody come to my office unless they have an appointment.
And does some gospel.
And she does great gospel. Ben Donnelly. I don't think the transition would have been as good as it has been. For people to call in and say whether they like something or don't like it, rather than, man, I was listening the other day and didn't hear anything. What happened? or I was listening here and this happened and then it went away. We don't have that. Ben is exceptional with helping, and he was the interim GM before I got here,
right.
So he did a great job of keeping everything together. And then Jim, who does Jim still not know? Who does he not know? So I have a collection of staff members and then the volunteers that come in and provide the specialty shows, come in and work with us on events, that come in and do so many different things. I couldn't ask for a better situation. The passion is there.
All that was needed
on this staff was direction and how do we move forward and where are we going? And so I couldn't ask for a better situation to be in, quite honestly.
Fantastic. Well, Brian Anthony, we are, in fact, out of time. I am tremendously grateful for the extended 30 minutes of our live Empowering You public affairs program here on WSNC 90.5 FM and WSNCRadio.org. We certainly appreciate your support. We're here on the campus of Winston-Salem State. We come on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. Give us a call. Go to our website. Give us some feedback about what you think, what you've heard, or what you might want to hear. We're certainly open to it. Brian Anthony, General Manager for WSNC, thank you. And those in the listening audience, thank you for tuning in. Have a great week.